This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And beginning later this week, it is the Lifestyle and Nutrition course from Umpqua Community Veg Education Group, UC Veg. Juliet Plentius, the Executive Director, and on with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about this course. This has been around for quite a while now and kind of entering a new phase this week.
Yes. So starting in 2015, the Lifestyle and Nutrition course and our former iterations of the program has been going on. We've served 3,318 participants to date. And it's a 13-week evidence-based disease prevention reversal series. What's happening now is we are finally able to transition and provide the option for the first time in 2 years for participants to be able to choose to meet together in person. And we're using the Aviva Health Classroom and Teaching Kitchen up there next to Costco. It's a new space, and we're very excited to be able to provide that as well as maintaining the virtual option, because what's happened, Kyle, is over the last 2 years of the pandemic and providing a virtual option, we've gained a virtual following from, of course, around the county, but even beyond, regionally across the country and even outside the country, places like Southeast Asia, Africa, Europe, Canada. We've got folks tuning in to our locally grown course and experiencing the benefits in their respective communities as well at this point.
So when you do this, what kinds of things can people learn if they take this course?
Yeah, it's perfect for really, really, truly anyone, because if we're not in a space right now where we're needing to reverse chronic illness or attain a healthy weight, we are likely, if we're over the age of 10, according to the studies, we're probably in a place where we need to start thinking about prevention, but really reversal for all of us, because there are standard outcomes to the standard American lifestyle, to the standard American diet that most of us are practicing. And through this course, we use lifestyle medicine to share simple, safe, affordable, practical methods that result in health restoration. So we have covered new topics each week, addressing the leading causes of death in the United States and, of course, here in Douglas County, including heart health, preventing and reversing diabetes, finding a healthy weight, and also things like how to view and manage stress, mindfulness, avoiding toxins and chemicals, moving more by incorporating more exercise into the daily experience, and then practical strategies for lasting happiness. And this is all in a socially supportive atmosphere that truly cultivates connection amongst folks that are interested in moving along their journey toward optimal health. And now, once again, the theoretical portion of the program is complemented with practical cooking demos and sampling, which is always fun. Folks can smell and taste healthy food samples along with the informational theoretical portion and the recipes and the handouts that come with each class.
And I understand that over time you've really gained a lot of support from the medical community for this effort.
Yeah, so we have probably about 50 providers across the county that are actively referring patients to the course, right? They're seeing folks that are experiencing these chronic illnesses and, of course, are doing their best within their short sessions with these folks. But when people have an opportunity to really dive deeper or are really in need of doing that, they're sending them over to us, the Lifestyle Nutrition course. And now we've had wonderful partnerships over the years with Umpqua Health Alliance, with CHI Mercy Health, with Thrive Umpqua, with Aviva Health, and then, you know, our other sponsors, the National Endowment for the Humanities, PETA Pit, for providing samples during the course. And one of the wonderful things that's come out of this is that participants are able to verify their outcomes, their transformations through pre and post blood draws that are generously provided at the start and end of each course by CHI Mercy in their lab department. So along with their self-attestation surveys, they also get these pre and post labs where they're able to see changes in their cholesterol, They're able to see changes in diabetes markers like A1C and inflammation markers and those kind of things, because the proof is in the pudding, right? We get wonderful anecdotal feedback, which I can share some of that with you as well. But to see those changes is really powerful. And then, of course, we're able to measure the efficacy of the course over the years that it's been in place.
So when you have people have gone through this course and they, you know, they get up the road a ways, what are some of the comments that you've heard back from people about the impact it's made on their health and their life?
Yeah, I think one thing that makes me feel really good as one of the organizers and facilitators of the course is just how people feel when taking it. We got a lot of good feedback about folks saying that, you know, they were intimidated by the concept of stepping outside of their comfort zone and coming into a course that is, of course, ultimately designed to support big lifestyle transformation, and that folks feel that they were, you know, really in a place where they have support and are just kind of gradually and gently invited to make changes. And so that's wonderful for us to hear. But of course, the real power is in those testimonies about folks reversing disease. So, you know, we have Lori Stern, who said she took the course and her A1C is now normal. So that's someone that went from being diabetic to no longer having diabetes. She also shared that her husband is now pre-diabetic versus diabetic. So sometimes these things trickle down to the other family members. Or people like Diane Park, who said she loves the class. She lost 40 pounds and she's healthier than she's ever been. Or another participant who said she's diabetic and this class changed her life. It helped her take her A1C to the lowest it's ever been. She has more energy and is able to keep up with her life changes. And this class is changing her life. Another person who said that now she goes hiking and she has the most energy out of everyone, even her kids when she's out hiking. Teresa said that this is her second time taking the class, and she started in May. She lost 30 pounds, and she wants to keep going, and she hopes to support others now and continue to be supported by UC Veg. So just wonderful anecdotal feedback from folks that are really changing their life, right? Like this is just 13 weeks, which may seem like a long time for some folks, but the outcomes that are possible are really worthwhile for folks to make this endeavor.
So if people want to find out more, get signed up, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they can register by going to our bit.ly link. So it's just https://bit.ly/UCVegCourse. If you're familiar with bit.ly links, it's just UCVEG course. That's how you can register directly. And if that was all Greek to you listeners, then you can go to our website, ucveg.org, ucveg.org, or our Facebook page. It's all there. If you go onto our lifestyle programs, you can find the course there. If you go onto our Facebook page, you can go into our events, and you'll find it there, and lots of options. And if that's all too foreign to you as well, you're welcome to just give us a call on the old-fashioned way. Call us at 541-378-6359, and you can talk to one of our wonderful volunteers, our nutrition coordinator there, and get registered that way.
All right, Juliet Planches from UC Veg, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.